Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that. And find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps, because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's Angie.com.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Are you ready for a blast from the past?
Yeah.
A shorter podcast?
No!
It's too bad!
Ryan, I don't want a shorter podcast.
Well, it's not my decision, it's our decision, but I'm taking the heat on this one, so make sure to complain a lot at Eli Ryan McGee on Tumblr.
This will be a bit of a shorter podcast. Don't worry, we're not going to start making them shorter, but we both have to get somewhere very soon. I was sick.
And I also have to edit this before, you know, I leave.
Oh, true, true.
So we really need to, this isn't going to be like a, you know.
We got to crank it out. We're cranking that podcast generator. And it's because I've been sick this week. So
you have. You've been fucking like, you were like, Ryan, I can't make it in.
I just texted you and I said, hey, I'm sick. We got to move recording to tomorrow. I never called you.
2 days in a row you did.
Yeah, I got sick twice. Well, I got sick once. It just lasted 2 days.
Let me see. I'm going to look up that text where you told me you were sick.
Scroll past all the nudes I sent you. Yeah, but we were supposed to record a couple days ago, so the podcast would be out. That's also why it's a day late, because I've been sick and I just got better. It could have been, you know, I woke up and I went, and it could have been because I woke up at 6 a.m. that morning and just ate a bunch of cotton candy.
Can you upload Mafia City when you get in? It's in my Let's Play folder.
Yeah. Want to move recording then?
I'm going to still try to come in later.
And then I did.
Then you went,
yeah, tomorrow?
And I went, sounds good.
Then you went, sorry.
And then the next day,
still sick. Fuck. I guess record tomorrow. You can prob stay home. But if you do go in, I can still come in later to at least do the podcast.
I mean, that didn't happen. Oh, yeah, is that how I sound in your head?
Yeah. Ryan.
Is that how I sound every time I text you?
You're just malnourished 24/7.
I am malnourished.
Dude, you get horrible sleep. You're always complaining about how bad you feel.
Well,
you need to, like,
well, maybe
start
if
eating
I didn't
right.
Wake up at 6 a.m. to eat half a bag of cotton candy,
dude,
I wouldn't throw up at 8 a.m.
You eat half a bag of cotton. What time did you wake up to do that?
So listen. I don't know why. I don't know what's wrong with my body, but I'm not that hungry throughout the day. But come 5 or 6 a.m., my eyes shoot open like steel doors. Like,
damn.
And I'm like, I have to eat. I'm so fucking hungry. And I'll come out of bed in this like groggy, sleepy state. And the only thing in my mind is like, I'm like, I need nourishment. I need sustenance. So I'll go for whatever's in my cabinets. And I remember
some cotton candy. Boom, bada bing.
Well,
it tastes like apples.
I went to Six Flags like 2 days prior. And I bought a big ass bag of cotton candy. Yeah, and it was on my bedside table. So I just opened it. I was like, oh. And I'm so sleepy. And I'm like, cotton candy. Fuck yeah. And I'm just sitting up in bed, just fucking going to town on this bag of cotton candy. 2 hours later, I wake up out my mouth. And then I was like, oh, I really feel like shit. So probably Well, they might have been correlated.
Matt, there's an easy solution.
What?
When you wake up next time, your eyes shoot open, those steel doors of yours, they shoot open, and they reveal those encrusted blueberries, because you have some sleep in your eyes.
Oh, okay.
You know, instead of getting cotton candy, you could get on your phone and order some Postmates. Get a nice nutritional meal delivered right to your door.
That's good.
That's so. Let's talk about Postmates now.
And get a mirror.
A what?
And get a mirror.
I corrected myself mid word.
You could probably order a mirror on Postmates though.
You can order a mirror. I want meal. I corrected myself. Can we continue the ad read now?
Other than your absolute best friends or stepdad, who could you ask to bring you red wine at 4 p.m., sushi at 9 p.m., and a breakfast burrito at 7 a.m.? Postmates!
That's right. Postmates is your personal food delivery, grocery delivery, whatever you can think of delivery service all year round.
No more trips to the store. You don't even have to know where the store is. Postmates will deliver anything to you.
So go ahead and download the app from iOS or Android for free. Browse local restaurants and businesses and track your delivery.
24 hours a day, 365 days a year, Postmates will bring you what you want within the hour.
That means anything you're craving, Postmates can deliver. They're the largest on-demand network in the known universe with more than 25,000 partner merchants.
For a limited time, Postmates is giving our listeners of Super Megacast $100 of free delivery credit for your first 7 days. To start your free deliveries, download the app right now and use the code SUPERMEGA.
That's code SUPERMEGA for $100 of free delivery credit for your first 7 days when you download the Postmates app.
Get anything you need, anytime you need it. Download Postmates and save with the code SUPERMEGA.
That's right. Just use the code SUPERMEGA. All caps. I believe it's case sensitive.
I think it is. So all caps. Also, that was by far the most straightforward ad read we've ever done.
Yeah.
Wow. I'm sure everyone in the audience was like, wow, good job, guys.
So go use Postmates. Because like I honestly used it yesterday what did I get? I was about to say Klux Deluxe. Definitely didn't get that. That's back from middle and high school.
Oh, in the cafeteria. Yep. Yeah. Those are some shitty fucking sandwiches, dude.
I liked them, though.
I did too.
I would take them and I'd dip them in honey mustard.
Me too. But it was always like, high school cafeterias had the worst honey mustard, where it would be like that real mucusy, like, you know what I'm talking about? Like food coloring filled. Yeah. Like just, it wasn't like honey mustard. It was, but it's kind of like how when you eat like a cherry lollipop. It doesn't taste like cherry, but you know it's cherry.
Yep.
It's like that with honey mustard. It's like, it's not honey mustard, but you know it's honey mustard.
Oh, man, you know what I would do?
What?
I would, you know how they used to sell those fucking almost melted cookies at, like,
Otis
the snack
Spunkmeyer?
Line? No, that's when, like, that they would come every, like, month, I think. Once a month, they'd actually
dude's
sell.
Dude's last name was Spunkmeyer.
But they would have these drippy, droopy, Dutch Fork High School, wonderful, handmade cookies.
Was that the brand?
Yeah. And they weren't together. They would fall apart instantly. So what I would do is I'd get a vanilla ice cream cup, and I'd just smack the cookie right on top of the ice cream, and it'd be a nice cookie dough ice cream.
Matt, you don't eat good enough.
This is high school, Matt. I'm eating much better. In fact, I'm eating...
Are you?
Not much, unfortunately. I'm back to trying to get healthy. I had a big wake-up call in terms of, like, both my physical and mental health of just going, Jesus Christ, no.
Good.
And I need to do better by my body, because if I help the physical form, then the mental form will only
improve.
Proceed
Ryan,
to get better.
Your body is your temple. You understand?
Exactly.
You shouldn't let anyone in it except me.
Watch it. By the end of the year, I'm going to be looking like Chris Pratt's fat fucking uncle, which is also more fit than I am right now.
Really? You're a good looking dude. We're not getting it. We've had this conversation a million times on the podcast where I'm just like, Ryan, you're hot. And everyone's like, cool, man.
You look nice too, Matt.
I lost a bunch of weight. I got to gain it back. If I can just get some of that fat in my face, that's what I want. I just want my face to fill out more. Right now, I look like a malnourished child.
There's a lot of people who'd want to slam into that.
What do you mean, like crash their car into me when I'm walking down the sidewalk? They're like,
because
that's Matt from
you're
Super
a stop
Mega.
Sign.
I'm a streetlight pole. So I'm just tall and skinny.
Sorry, officer. I thought he was a stop sign. Why didn't you stop?
When he gives him a ticket. Yeah. When I wear red outside, all the cars stop behind me because they think I'm a stop sign. Yeah, dude, that's good. Good for
you.
Do you
have an octagonal like body shape?
No, my head. I got a weird shaped head, dude.
No, you don't.
If I was, yes, I do. If I ever went bald,
I have that long ass Tom Hanks head. What are you
talking about, long ass Tom Hanks head?
It's an oval. Every head's like a long oval.
Every head is an oval. That's a head shape.
I get that, but like I feel like mine's a little on the long side. I don't know.
Why the long face, Ryan? No, dude, but you have a perfectly fine head. You know what my head looks like?
No.
My head looks like an inflated balloon that's like a little too inflated. You see what I'm talking about? Like, look, it's so...
A little inflated
It comes
balloon.
To a point at my chin, that's but then it like... And then I got this big honking nose that's like a bird beak.
It's a nose, dude.
But look at my nostrils. They're like elongated.
Dude, when you're 80 and your nose is the size of fucking Jameel, what is it called? Jameel
what?
Temple back in South Carolina.
Jaleel White? What's Jameel Temple? What the fuck are you talking about? Ryan,
have you never been to Jameel Temple?
I don't know what this is, and the viewers don't know because it's another obscure South Carolina reference. I don't even know what this is.
Look, I'm looking it up. Jameel Temple. Jameel Shrine Temple. That's not what I want. Yeah, shrine in Seven Oaks, South Carolina.
I don't even know where the fuck Seven Oaks is.
I didn't know it was a fucking shrine. What is it a shrine to? I'm seeing pictures of this dude with tigers and shit. That's the Jameel Temple in South Carolina off Seven Oaks.
So it's a big building. We should just like redo the description on iTunes for our podcast that the first thing is like two boys talk about South Carolina and other things.
It's where I grew up for 20 years. Cut me some slack.
No, I agree.
I'm talking to the fans at this point.
Yeah, fuck you guys. Just kidding.
Fuck you for talking about where you grew up and connecting things because you lived there a majority of your life and now you live in this strange metropolitan area that doesn't make sense to you quite yet. And you're still trying to figure out and so you're finding similarities to try to remind you of home so you don't spiral into a deep state of depression.
Damn. But also, we're just trying to connect to you normal folk because Ryan and I, we're megastar billionaire celebrities from YouTube. We're
just like everyone else.
We're just trying to think of poor people things that you guys would do, like dip honey mustard.
We chew our wheat just like everyone else.
Can we become like millionaires and then just be the biggest fucking assholes about it?
We can be assholes right now and not even be millionaires.
Yeah, absolutely. Are we?
I don't know.
Are we millionaires?
No, definitely not.
That'd be cool, but...
I know who is a millionaire.
Who?
Okay, try to guess who it is. He's dumb and thinks he can rap. Rhymes with spice
Jack
dumb.
Jacksepticeye. Oh. Rice gum.
Yeah.
I was actually going to say Logan Paul.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Dude, okay, just this is going to be the small bit, and I swear to God, I hope I don't go on his radar, because I'd piss my pants. I'd be scared.
Don't tell him that you'd be scared.
I'm weeing my shorts. I just had an observation the other day, because like one of those drama videos was up, and I'm like, fuck it, I'll watch it. It was the whole drama thing that was going on with like Rice Gum and Jake Paul. I couldn't quite place it, what Rice Gum sounds like. But I think I told you, and like he sounds like he's gasping for his last breath with every word he utters. Like I can't explain.
Yeah, I know exactly what you're talking about.
He's like he's exerting all of himself for every single word he
sounds
spouts.
So anxious. His speech. It sounds like really anxious. Everything he says, like he's very It sounds like someone that went on that's on stage and they have like the stage jitters.
Yeah. But you know what, Rice Gum? You doing you. You doing your best. Not really. You don't even try to do your best. But you doing you. And congratulations for being a famous YouTuber like us.
Yeah, he
except we're not as big as you, so if you do say anything, make sure to say that.
Tag us too, so we can get some followers.
Don't I'm peeing my shorts thinking about it. Anyways.
I don't think that these YouTubers care about beef from people our size.
Of course not.
So like, who the fuck are these guys? No one cares about
them. Because then they'd be punching down.
Yeah.
And we're punching up.
We would also own him.
Yeah, we would.
I would fight Rice Gum in the ring.
Would you?
He'd kick my ass. And then everyone would be like, Matt Watson got his ass kicked by Rice Gum.
He looks like he has a goofy way of moving. I don't think like
I do too.
Yeah, but you got that sprawling kind of, you got the lankiness. He doesn't have the lankiness.
I'm taller than him. I've met him, so.
You did. You shook his hand and said, I'm a big fan.
I did.
At VidCon, like 3 years ago.
Yeah, like 3 years ago, I saw him and I was like, yo, Rice, I'm a huge fan. I shook his hand. And then in the middle of shaking his hand, some little like 10-year-old Vine kid came up and they dapped each other and then I walked away. Was that kid's name? Like Mark Jacobs or whatever?
Marco Rubio?
Marco Rubio came up to Rice Gum and said, Rice, I'm trying to get that bill passed on the Senate floor. Thanks. Your notes were great. No problem, Marco.
This government shutdown's fucking stupid.
Dude, it is the longest one in U.S. history now.
It is. And I like how some people's like thing is like, oh, they're going to get paid eventually.
It's like, it shouldn't even be shut down in the first place. Like, I saw someone on Twitter that was like, because I saw Susie made a status, and one person responded and was like, well, they can just use their credit cards in the meantime. And someone was like, yeah, but some people have credit card limits. He's like, well, they can just take out a loan from the bank. And someone was like, well, the bank charges interest on loans. And he's like, well, I'm just saying there's alternatives. It's like, yeah. Dude, well, it shouldn't even be shut down in the first place.
My mom, because she, like, I don't think this is good. I'll ask her if it's okay, but, like, she works for the federal government. And
is she affected by this?
Yeah, she got her, I think she gets her last full paycheck, like, this week, and then they're just going to cut it in half the week after that, or, like, 2 weeks after that, and then she doesn't know what's going to happen. One of her friends hasn't been paid since December 28th.
Fuck.
Yeah, and some people are, like, legitimately living paycheck by paycheck.
Yeah, no, I saw this like 88% of America lives paycheck to paycheck.
Just fucking stop. Look, I get it. Like, the wall is beautiful wall. It's beautiful. It would look wonderful. You know, but sometimes you don't need that diamond necklace. You don't need to show off that diamond necklace. Sometimes get a nice little set of earrings that work just as well.
Yeah, exactly.
That don't cost as much.
And I know that Donald Trump listens to this podcast. He's going to go, all right, open it back
Why
up.
Why the fuck would I buy earrings instead of a wall?
Open the government. Those super mega boys, they hit the nail on the head. They're great. We love them. Open the government. And he like goes on, he does a presidential address and he's like, yeah. Matt Watson and Ryan McGee from Super Mega have convinced me to open the government.
But seriously, maybe, you know, I am biased because it's affecting my mom. So cut the shit out and fucking get back to work.
It's affecting us. We don't get paid. The government steals our money every time the shutdown is.
But legitimately, it would make my mom's life a little easier and less stressful.
Also,
if the government were to work the way it was supposed to.
Shout out to everyone listening that is a federal government employee that is going without pay or is on back pay right now. We're here for you guys. I mean, I don't know how we're physically there for you, but in morale and spirit, keep doing what you're doing.
Mm-hmm.
Fucking, it sucks. We love you guys. We hope that maybe our podcast or our videos can bring you some joy in this time of shittiness.
Yeah, thanks. I'm packing up everything in my apartment because
seriously though, that it's really unfortunate, and we feel for you guys. So, I mean, honestly, I'm just pissed because they can't buy merch now.
Yeah,
that's like the only reason I'm mad. It's like, God, we were gonna do a merch sale, but now they're not gonna be able to afford it. No, but for real, that actually sucks. So sorry, guys.
Yeah,
we love you. Let us know in the comments if you're affected, how it's affecting you, and how you feel about it. Really light up those comments. Let's get a massive flame war going with politics.
Okay, I'm down.
That's my favorite thing. Actually, please don't do that, guys. We don't want the comments turning into a. Well, I mean, if you want, like, we don't control the comments. We don't.
All I'm saying is this goofy wall shit isn't worth people not being paid for several weeks and then not knowing when they're going to be paid. I get it that they're eventually going to be compensated for the time lost, but that
some.
There's such thing as, you know,
rent.
Too little, too late.
And also rent.
Or too much, too late.
A landlord's not going to care. He's not going to be like, oh, just pay me in the next few months. It's like a landlord, and there's bills that have to be paid on time, you know? Yeah. It's like, yeah, maybe you'll get back pay in like 2 months, but it's like, what about right now? What about paying for groceries and the lights to stay on and shit? It's cold in a lot of cities. What about gas?
Oh, boo-hoo. What? Are you trying to tell me that thousands of people are working without pay, much like the
come on, you got it. Three letters. T. You got the first one.
T.
Two more.
Terms of service? TOS?
Nope.
The TMS?
Come on, Ryan.
The PMS?
The guys at the airport.
TSAs.
Yes. The guys that always touch my penis every single time I go through. I don't know what it is. I must have metal in my
penis. They
think
it's a fucking 12-gauge shotgun in your pants.
It's just that big. I go through and they're like, sir, I'm gonna have to touch your groin area.
They check me right after you because they think I'm because they think I'm hiding a shell.
It's just an empty casing.
Yep. Let him go.
I love, I went through the airport recently, and like...
Congratulations.
Thank you, Ryan. Thank you. We're about to be flying a shit ton.
Yeah, we need to get that, like, California new driver's license type thing, because soon the, like, our regular driver's license won't,
work? Oh,
work
fuck,
for
really?
Air travel.
Shit!
So we need to get that solved soon.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah.
Well, tour's canceled, guys.
Fuck.
What if they just don't let us fly on the tour? Like, sorry.
I mean, we're going to have our passports.
Oh, yeah. Passport works, too. I look like such a little goober in my passport. I got, like, a stupid little watermelon head. Got kind of a bowl cut, and I have this very soft smile.
Mine is in college, where I had that, like, chin strap thing.
Chin strap, Ryan. That's my favorite
and
iteration.
My short hair.
Yeah.
That's, like, freshman year of college.
Oh, that's, like, it's like mid-Syndigo days.
Yeah, or sophomore year of college, actually, I think.
Mine's from when I was 14. I got it because I was going on a mission trip to Jamaica.
You haven't had to renew it since 14?
No, it's good for 10 years.
Oh, yeah, you're not 24.
I got it in 2012.
You're 22.
So I get it renewed in 2022. My current license is good until 2027.
Mine expires.
I'll be 31.
I think this year at some point, so I need to go ahead and take care of that.
I just got
to
get a new license anyway.
Do you not have a California one?
No, I still have my South Carolina one. And if I get pulled over in California with my South Carolina one, they'll be like...
You're breaking the law right now.
Technically, yeah. Actually, I really am because I don't even have my
license. I'm
not going
to keep this in.
I don't have my license on me. It's not like a felony. It's like I'm admitting to a felony.
Okay.
I'm just lazy with the DMV.
Okay, I'll keep it in then.
They're going to give me a ticket. I'm going to try to fight it and they'll pull up this clip as evidence in court. And then right now I'm sitting in the courtroom listening to myself speak and everyone's looking at me like, oh, this is awkward.
Here, I'll throw this in. Fuck you, judge. Judge
nope.
Stupid.
Nope.
Piece
nope.
of shit.
Nope.
I'll shit in your mouth.
If it's still playing in the courtroom right now, I am so sorry, Your Honor. That was my friend or my business associate.
Who, after he becomes innocent, will go to your house and shit in your mouth and your children's mouths.
No, I won't.
God, could you imagine this playing in court?
It's still
like
going
the
right
judge
now,
is just like.
And the judge is looking at me as we speak. We're making eye contact. Just imagine that. And I'm sitting there just like. Two months prior, it's like, what the fuck was I thinking?
No, this
I'm like,
really
just turn it off. Turn off the clip. Turn off the clip now, guys, evidence presenters. There's nothing more.
Bang your goofy hammer and end the court case.
Stop insulting
He's
the judge.
He's innocent.
Yes, I'm innocent, but you don't have to fucking call them that. I shouldn't even be swearing. The jury's going to be like, oh, he's a bad person. He's swearing.
I don't know. It's California. You know what California is?
They made God illegal.
California is a land of just ruin. Dismay, corruption,
destitution,
poverty.
Is destitution a word?
I don't know.
Sounds like a word that would represent like brokenness.
Yeah.
Destitute. That's a word. So destitution could also be a word.
Yeah.
English is goofy, man. Stupid.
California is not epic.
California is not.
Everyone epic. Who moves to California gets infected with liberalism
and AIDS.
They all just care about themselves and how they look and how they talk and how successful they are and how much money they make so they can have a sustainable income and live life just like everyone else.
Wait, speaking of,
uh-huh.
Well, actually it has nothing to do with that.
Cool, you said you just wanted to change topics. You could have just said that.
Well, can I change topics?
Yeah, 100%.
I think it'd be something you want to talk about.
Okay.
Well, what do we do on Friday night?
wine and cheese
yeah,
night.
Oh, yeah.
Dude, we got to do more of that. That was so much fun. That was a really good night.
Let's talk about wine and cheese night. So it was me, Ryan, and the Tucker bros, Jackson and Harrison. We all went over to Ryan's place. We got some, we did some research on some wine and cheese pairings. We bought a couple bottles of
Harrison
wine.
Harrison did all that.
Yeah, well, Harrison did,
Let's give him the credit. Let's give
Harrison,
the boy some credit.
He knows his wine. He knows his food. He knows his cheeses.
You got a goofy one with an orange at the bottom?
It didn't have an orange at the bottom. It was an orange wine.
Oh, an orange.
Not made with oranges.
I thought there were like bits in the bottom or something.
Well, it was like a raw, unfiltered wine. So it's called an orange wine.
Yeah. But I thought there was something in the bottom of the bottle for some reason.
It was just pulp from the grapes.
Okay.
I think they don't take the skin off from the grapes, and that's what makes it that way.
But he like went out and went to the like got a bunch of organic wines.
Yeah,
and
they
got
were
a bunch
weird.
Of really good cheeses. Top quality. You know me and cheese.
I know you love cheese.
God, that y'all were saying, oh, that's too much cheese. All I was like was I want, oh, you know what sucks? I didn't wrap up the cheese, so it wasn't good for the next day.
Ryan!
I know. We
it was
put
such
it in the
good
fridge
cheese.
It was.
There was that one covered in mold. I don't know what it was, but it was so good.
Yep. The stinky cheese?
Yeah. It had mold
the truffle
all over
cheese was good.
Oh, man. The brie was good. The parmesan or whatever.
Yeah.
The cheddar. It was also good.
So we just had wine and cheese night, and then we'd like, what? We just, Jackson, Harrison, and I would switch turns playing like Halo. We'd just chat it up outside.
That was super fun.
It was a nice communal get together.
My hangover the next morning, I did not drink enough water. And we went through, what, 5 bottles of wine that night between the 4 of us? And, like, I don't know why, dude. You saw me the next day.
I was laying on the floor. You were.
And I was just like, please bring me Advil.
You had a mirror right across from you, so you could have looked at yourself.
I did. And I had the dark circles under my eyes were so dark, and my hair was all messed up, and I wanted to die. Okay, so here's the thing. I feel like most people my age can drink and hangovers don't even faze them.
I don't think I've ever had a hangover.
You're so lucky, dude.
I don't know why. I just
like,
don't.
It feels like hangovers. You have the worst flu.
I feel as if the same as if I smoked weed the night before. It's like this. Like it's
and
very
didn't drink enough water.
Yeah, just dehydrated. But I don't get like that. Ugh, headache and all sounds suck.
Yeah,
like,
I don't
get that stereotypical hangover. I think I just get dehydrated. And
Jackson doesn't get them.
That's the lick of it.
Jackson's like never had one really, and then a lot of my friends never get them. But I get them like. As you age, around the time when you hit like 24 or 25 is when you're supposed to start getting them more.
Mm-hmm.
And like Harrison, he's 25, so he gets them really bad.
So maybe I'll start getting them.
And
soon.
I'm glad someone else gets them. I'm not happy that he gets hangovers, but I'm like, at least someone can share my pain the next day. Because like I'll have
is
like
there
two
no
glasses
way to stop
of wine.
A hangover?
No, you just have to wait. I mean,
you can't like drink a bunch of water and
it helps,
stuff.
But you kind of just have to wait. Actually,
you were chugging Pedialyte, so
yeah. One way to get rid of a hangover apparently is just drink more alcohol.
Take a shower. Take a cold
it helps,
shower.
But the last thing you want to do when you're hungover is drink more alcohol. Apparently, my grandma would do...
Heroin gets you sober, apparently.
From a hangover?
Yeah.
I don't think that works like that.
Look it up.
I'm pretty sure the come down from heroin is worse than a hangover.
Coke will get you sober.
I don't think it will. I think you'll just be really hyped up and still have the hangover.
Methamphetamine
absolutely won't. You'll have a crippling addiction. Also, speaking of which, did you know... I saw a new study recently on, like, the most addictive substances in the world.
Mm-hmm.
Nicotine is number 2. It's heroin, nicotine, alcohol.
We both on that nicotine game.
I wish I wasn't. I'm going to quit.
You said that. But I'm gonna call you out, Matt, because you deserve to be called out. You went down to 3s, right? How long ago was that?
Well, the only place to buy 3s was closed. Daddy
See, you're already defending yourself before the news is even out. You went back to 6s, boy.
5s.
Sorry, 5.
5% nicotine. 5-3.
Ooh.
I'm just going to quit cold turkey. I'm not going to wean off.
That's what I need to do with cigarettes. I think I just need to take a weekend and kind of have one of those detox weekends.
You know what you could do?
To get me started.
We could take a week in camping where there's no cigarettes and you cannot smoke.
That is true.
And you'll just be out in nature. And you'll be too busy walking around and goofing off to even think about cigarettes. But then when you get back, you'll be tempted.
Yeah.
Just do it in your natural habitat. Don't puff those bad boy sticks.
Fuck, I just got really hungry.
Really?
I only have 688 calories.
Watching that weight?
Oh, I am.
Doing Weight Watchers?
No, I'm
You texted me last night and you were like, Matt, oh, I just ran 2 miles in 5 minutes. And I was texting you like, dude, congrats. That's amazing.
When I saw that, I was like, Matt.
Well, I didn't think about it.
Because my response was like, Matt. Nobody has ever run 2 miles in 5 minutes.
Probably not. I guarantee someone has run 2 miles in 5 minutes.
No, that's impossible.
Dude.
There's no way someone's run 2 miles in 5 minutes.
There's guys that can run like 25 miles per hour. Those long-legged guys?
Hold on, okay.
From different countries, they can run?
Fastest mile ran.
What's the fastest mile ran?
Okay, is the current men's record, which means it's the top one. Anyways, is 3 minutes and 43 seconds.
Okay.
While women's record is 4 minutes and 12 seconds.
Hmm. Another point proving men are superior. Hmm.
Looks like someone was built with better physical characteristics.
Hmm. Looks like it. So Mega Cast is a men's rights activist podcast now. Super MRA cast. Dude, we should just, what if on the next show we just walked out wearing Mennonist shirts?
Mennonist? I always think of Mennonites when you say that.
Oh, like the weird, like, Amish, but not Amish people?
Yeah.
I went camping once as a kid, and there was a whole group of Mennonites camping next to us. They dress all weird. And I can say that because they don't listen to our podcast because they're not allowed. Because I don't think they can use electric. Dude, I just realized something.
What?
The one group of people we can relentlessly make fun of and never get any blowback for is Amish people because they'll never hear it. You realize that?
That is true.
We can say whatever the fuck we want about Amish
people. It's just people defending Amish people.
Right? Who cares? They're not Amish.
Yeah.
They don't know how Amish people feel.
And probably Amish people are just like, they're all about, remember Weird Al's song, they're all about
civility.
They'll just smile at us and they'll turn the other cheek. And they really don't care. In fact, they'll wish us well. Because they'll be laughing their head off when we're burning in hell.
Absolutely they will. And that's the thing. They don't want to be contacted by that electronic world. So if we're making fun of Amish people, no one's going to go tell them because they don't want to know that.
The electronic world is sinful as it is. Us saying sinful things through electronics is no news to them.
Yeah. So we could, let's just say something about Amish people.
Oh, they seem nice.
I mean, I honestly don't have anything bad to say about Amish
They probably
people.
Smell bad.
Oh, yeah.
That's probably don't shave their pubis.
Girl, that Amish pussy's stanky.
Damn. Fan that shit out before I enter. Oh,
I bet Amish girls got hairy asses. You know they do.
Hairy asses?
Yeah.
Do they?
Yeah. Dude, Ryan, you think Amish girls shave their bush? No.
Why would there be a bush in the ass?
Girls grow ass hair.
Yeah, of course they do, but like...
If they've never shaved, they'll have a bush in the ass.
I don't think girls regularly shave their ass. Do they?
I think they do. I think most.
Really?
I honestly don't know. I'm not a woman.
I don't shave my ass.
I shaved my ass once, and it was horrible because...
It gets all bristly.
Yes, it was like sandpaper on my ass. It was the worst. But back to making fun of Amish people. They're stinky. They're stupid. We hate them. Ha ha. And see, they'll never even hear this. Doesn't that feel empowering to be able to call out the Amish and
punching
never
down on
it?
People who can never respond?
Yeah. Well, they could respond if they wanted. Nothing's stopping them.
That is true.
You know, they could just go out and get a phone or a keyboard. And then there's going to be that one guy in the comments who's like, oh, I'm Amish. It's like, no, you're not.
Like when they go on vacation, they just go out into civilized world and go, look at all these sinners.
Do Amish people
there's
do that?
There's one over there.
Do you think Amish people go on vacation to like the rest of the world?
Isn't there there's this TV show that took a bunch of Amish people out into the real world?
I'm going to be honest, dude. Amish is a strange way of life because it's like we have all of these luxuries and things to make life easier now. And they just say no to them. They're like, no. Air conditioning.
Well, think about it. They don't have Twitter, which means that their young population isn't as anxious as our population, as the mass population.
That's probably true, honestly. They don't have as much anxiety.
Yeah.
Their millennials are not the
same.
It's
easier to cheat on your spouse without, you know...
Commit a crime easier. No cameras watching. You could steal some shit.
Are there Amish police? Do they have their own law
enforcement? Yeah, I'm sure they have their own... Do they have to follow, like, county laws and shit, you think?
Do they have police cars going up and down their Amish roads going, you better
They're police buggies. Horse-drawn police buggies.
Now I'm interested in learning about Amish society.
Me too,
If
man.
Anyone knows a good documentary about Amish society that doesn't really poke fun at it, but maybe also pokes fun at it, but mainly shares the daily lives and is actually entertaining, share that in the comment section below.
Well, the thing was...
And don't just look up good... Good Amish documentary. Because I can do that. I want you to have seen it and for you to have recommended it to me.
Yeah. The thing is, like, what I was saying is...
Oh, I'm sorry. Did I interrupt you?
No. I'm going back to a previous point. Like, back then, in the time they're, like, basing their lives off of, what, like, 16, 1700s?
Yeah.
It's like, we've advanced as people since then with technology and to make life, the sole purpose of making life easier. And they're just like, nah, we don't want to use any of that stuff. It's like, okay.
You know what they can still do, though?
What?
They can still...
Marry their cousin?
They can still have a bee farm.
Yeah. Anybody can have a bee farm. I could have a bee farm.
And produce some honey. That's a good deal, isn't it? Just like how the other kind of honey, which is a business, can get you good deals.
So you're gonna go into an ad read from talking about the Amish?
You've probably heard us talk about Honey, about the free browser extension that automatically helps us save money on all our favorite sites. But did you know that Honey even makes Amazon better? With millions of sellers on Amazon offering the same products, how do you know if they're really selling you the good stuff at the best price? That's where Honey comes in. Come on.
That's where Honey comes in. Honey automatically goes to work whenever I shop on Amazon. It compares the prices of every seller that carries the item I want. Honey even factors in shipping, sales tax, and Amazon Prime status to make sure I'm getting the lowest total price. It shows me the best deal every time, even if Amazon doesn't. It's like having my very own personal shopping assistant.
Now, I know you have an example of how Honey has saved you money in the past week or month, maybe, Matt, right?
Yeah, I actually, no joke, I needed something to put my pocket change in because I use my pocket change to fill up my little water jug at the grocery store. It's only 35 cents for a gallon of water, mm-hmm. So I'm using my change for that. And I need something to put it in, so I was looking at little coin banks, and Honey let me, it showed me a cheaper option that was pretty much the exact same thing, and I saved like $2 or $3 on it.
Look at that. Yeah. Looky there. Did you know that more than 10 million people are using Honey to save money?
Yes.
Did you also know that Honey has over 100,000 five-star reviews on the Google Chrome store?
I did, Ryan.
Well, how about that Time Magazine says it's basically free money?
Holy shit, I didn't know that!
Yep, Time Magazine has said that it's basically free money. So next time you're in the world's biggest marketplace looking for the best deals, treat yourself to the free upgrade that makes Amazon better!
Add Honey for free at joinhoney.com/megacast. That's joinhoney.com/megacast.
Honey, the smart shopping assistant that helps save you time and money.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps, because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
So yeah, there's Honey for you. It's actually useful.
Honestly,
I'm not saying that what we tell you to...
It's back out of it.
Amish people are epic.
Full circle. You have such a talent for sliding into those ad reads like it's your damn job.
Like butter.
Oh, it is your damn job, but...
Yeah. Thank you.
You know what I mean.
I know what you mean.
You're so good at it.
Thank you.
Like that time we told that like 10-minute story, and you literally made the climax of the story we were writing an ad read.
Oh, Ryan's the wizard ranch. On the mountain.
Yeah, and he comes down and tells him about the shoes that he bought. From StockX.
That was a good one.
That was pretty funny, I'm gonna be honest. Some people were split on that. Some people were like, do they really just fucking end the story with that ad read?
And that is the end of a story.
And some people were like,
about?
Damn, that was good. Like, they liked it.
That's
I thought it was funny.
That's part of the story. So what if it was...
The wizard came down and advertised StockX.
I know.
That was
like,
the ad read.
What's so hard to understand about story. This story?
That's the plot, guys. You see in movies how they advertise like Pepsi or like Sony or Dolby.
Yeah,
or something.
We're advertising.
It's the same thing.
Yep.
You know, they paid us. They said, listen, when you tell Ryan's ranch story, you have to include a StockX ad read. So we wanted to wait until the end.
Have you seen any movies lately, Matt?
What?
Have you seen any movies lately?
Have I seen any movies lately? Yeah. What? I saw The Favorite. We
did.
Talked about
we
them
both
on the
already
last
talked
podcast.
About it. Have you seen a movie
Shit.
Since then?
No, I haven't.
Oh.
I'm a dumbass. Dude.
Have you watched any shows or anything? It's not Family Guy's Trump episode, Matt.
Okay, I'm gonna talk about that.
Oh boy.
I watched the newest episode of Family Guy, where Peter Griffin goes to work for Donald J. Trump in the White House.
And you laughed your ass off.
What a funny situation Seth MacFarlane has created. I could not believe the tears coming out of my eyes and how much in pain my sides were in.
Wasn't a good episode, I assume?
No, it was fantastic,
oh,
Ryan.
Okay.
I'm talking about how funny it was. I was on
what
I
the funniest bits?
I had to pause it probably
top three
four
funniest
times.
Bits.
Okay. So
Number three.
When they drew Donald Trump, they made his hands tiny.
Really?
Yeah.
Did they put Cheeto dust on his fingers?
His face was bright orange.
Dude.
And best of all.
Uh-oh.
There's even jokes about Donald Trump fucking his daughter.
What?
Yeah.
No way.
Yeah.
What do you think the odds are of that, though? That he's fucked his daughter?
I wouldn't put it out of the realm of possibility.
Yeah.
I think it's...
Some goofy stuff's been happening as of late in the past few years. So, I mean, I wouldn't put it... I'm not trying to judge his character. I'm just trying to say it's... From things that he's said.
Judge him by his own words, yeah.
Yeah.
Like when he said to that girl at the Miss Universe pageant, who was like...
Like the 11-year-old?
Yeah, and he's like, if you were older, I would make you my girlfriend. It's like, okay, well, that's not a normal thing to say to an 11-year-old girl, but you do you, man. Actually, don't. Don't do you. Don't do that.
Yeah.
Don't say that to an 11-year-old girl. That's weird. Don't. I'm not a fan.
Okay.
I'm not.
Okay, yeah, I get it.
I'm not a fan.
100%. I am with you on this one.
But the Family Guy episode was hysterical. It was actually... But fucking awful, dude. It was exactly what I thought it was going to be. I was like, wow.
All the jokes that we've heard before, all the...
Well, the thing is, like, it's a year late to all the jokes.
Did it feel like all the late night jokes put into one episode of Family Guy?
All the late night jokes from a year and a half ago. Because, you know, to make a Family Guy episode, they got to get animated and stuff. So I guarantee they wrote this back in, like, mid-2017. That's
why South Park is always on point.
South Park's so...
They can create, like, what, one episode in a week?
Yeah, 6 days.
Yeah.
They make every episode the week of.
God, that documentary is so good. If you haven't seen it, I think it's called 6 Days to Air.
Yeah.
Or something like
that. 6 Days Out or something. It's a great, it's about how they make South Park, and they literally make the episode 6 days before it airs. So it's
really
relevant.
Good, and it's always, like, topical. I think I fell out of South Park, and now I'm watching the most recent season, and I think it's a good season.
I still like South Park.
This is a good season.
South Park's a great show.
It's done. I think they ended with 10 episodes this season.
Well, that's a short season.
I think they started doing shorter seasons.
I really, in that documentary, it like shows them in the writing room, and this is back in 2011, and he's like, they have like a whiteboard with a bunch of notes, and Trey Parker's like, yeah, right now we're trying to figure out how to make the Japanese tsunami funny, but don't think we can really do that one. Because it was like 2 days after the Japanese tsunami in 2011. Yeah. They take everything and just...
Their writing rules are really good too. Like, I'm not going to get it verbatim, but I think... They said that if you're going from one event to the other in like a story, and if the words "and then" are in there, then it's bullshit and you need to make it because this happened and so, or something like that. Like don't make it "and then" because it's just events, one event after the other. They all have to like lead into each other.
That's really smart.
Yeah.
That's cool.
It's really good. I watched this video of them kind of explaining their writing room stuff.
They animate it in Maya, I think, which is like, it's actually like a 3D realm they animated in,
mm-hmm.
with just the little, everything's like a 3D object. They just move back and forth and stuff. So I thought it was kind of cool. It's good. Like the original South Park, like the pilot was actually construction paper, right?
Wasn't it? Yeah.
Yeah, construction paper. Like they would just actually change each frame and move everything around, which that's a really cool idea.
Yeah.
I tried doing something like that based on South Park when I was like 12. It looked real bad. Also, when I was young, I wanted to make animations, but I didn't know how to do it on the computer. So I would get index cards, draw each frame, and then I would hold it up with my hand in front of the camera and then do the voices while I was holding it up. And I thought that it was like a legit show I was working on.
Dude, what I did with the stop motion when I was a kid, I would film legitimate stop motion, except with a video camera, it was like record, stop. So it would be like,
oh, same. I did that all the time.
I would do that. But then when I did the voices, I'd do a close up of the person and shake them and be like, meh, 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 and like actually do the voice. And go back to doing stop motion. And sometimes it had to be like, oh, wait, don't stop. Hey, whoa. Like that type of
shit. Oh, yeah. I do the same thing. Actually, I have probably 3 or 4 cassette tapes of this show I made called Random Bricks with a Z. And it was like a Lego show. And I wrote out all these characters. And I my friend and I made it. And we had the most fun time. This got to be like 2 hours worth of those episodes. I should find that and burn them and like upload them to Super Mega.
Well, Matt.
What? Well, what?
If I took my job seriously as someone who talks for a living on Let's Plays and podcasts, you'd think I'd stop smoking.
Yeah.
Wouldn't you think so?
I would think so.
Fucking bastion of life here. That's my lungs.
Was that their username?
No. Those are my lungs. That's what I call them.
The bastions of life.
Yeah.
Just start eating cigarettes, dude. It's not. Your lungs don't get affected, and you still get that buzz.
I want to quit soon, like, legitimately. Like,
it's all about your mindset, dude.
I know. Just when you're...
Do you need some motivation? Do you want us to all hold you to it and pick a date for you?
No, because then at the end of the day, it's got to be for me.
That's true. What if we helped you get pumped up, though?
Pumped up to stop smoking cigarettes?
Yeah, I got to build you up to it.
Then I'm going to be at a party, and someone's going to be smoking.
And you're going to say, when I wake up in the morning tomorrow, looking back, will I be happier if I smoked that or if I didn't?
It's just a social cigarette. I mean, one can't hurt, Matt. that's going to be me.
You're an addict.
I know. I am. Yes,
bring,
I am.
Bring me 100%. With you to every party, and I'll be a little like the devil's advocate on your shoulder. I won't say a word all night. I'll just go in your ear. Like, the second you see a cigarette, I'll go.
And then you'll do that for as long as I'm smoking it. Just... R.I.P.
Bad news.
Bad News Bears, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
Shitty movie, dude.
Got him.
Fucking awful movie.
What?
What about Bench Warmers with Napoleon
That's
Dynamite?
That's even better, dude.
And fucking Adam Sandler's friends.
Rob Schneider and
David Spade.
Cusco. Yep, David Spade. And was Danny McBride not in that?
I don't think so.
Or who was the weird one? Was that Bill Hader that was in it?
Dude, I'd be honest, I haven't seen that movie.
No, Nick
Schwartzen. Nick Schwartzen's in it?
I think he is.
He's playing at the Just for Last Festival, and so are we, and you could still get tickets to that in Vancouver on Valentine's Day. I think they're getting close to being sold out, so better hurry. Ticket link's in the description! I didn't like that thing I just did. I don't know why I did that.
Well, I'm keeping it.
Don't. It's cringy. It's
living.
All right. Cool. Bench Warmers, I liked it.
I thought
when
you were
I saw
about
it.
To say Ben Shapiro.
When I saw Ben Shapiro, actually, I was driving the other day and I clicked AM radio, and the first thing I hear is an annoying high pitched voice, and then I realized it was Ben Shapiro. He was like, "We have a saying in the Jewish community. It's a chutzpah. Michael Cohen's got to get a little chutzpah." And I turned it off.
Yeah, just like a dummy would, like you would say, huh? You heard his dumb little high pitched voice. Is that what you said? So you're gonna attack the man on the sound of his voice,
no.
but not the weight of his ideas?
Ryan, I'm attacking him on his lower testosterone levels. That's why his voice is like that.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Is Ben Shapiro a
soy boy? We should do what the Try Guys did and get our sperm counts tested. I guarantee you have a higher sperm count than me.
Why?
I feel like I have a very low sperm count.
I think mine's low for another reason.
always draining the tub.
I'm spoofing 24/7, 7 days a week.
How often when I call you are you jerking off?
Never.
Really?
Actually.
Do I ever interrupt like the porn on your screen and it says Matt Watson calling, you have to like answer?
If I am masturbating and I see that you or anyone is calling me, I do not pick up. I complete the task.
That would explain.
Call you back.
Several times I can think of right now where I called you and it just hung up. And I was
I'm just bad at answering my phone too. But also,
now from now on, every time you don't answer, I'm gonna be like, he's masturbating.
Well, I mean, okay, here's the
but the odds of you masturbating are probably pretty high.
Here's a good test for you. If you're calling me and all of a sudden it goes click after like three rings, that's like me going, I gotta watch it.
But now you're gonna be like, I don't want to think I'm masturbating. So you're gonna have to sit there and wait for the entire phone call to go through.
I don't care. I don't care if you know I'm masturbating.
That's one thing about living with you. I never heard you masturbate once.
Yeah, you just burst it in one time on purpose.
I do remember that.
Because Daniel told you to.
You looked very shocked.
Yeah, I was very shocked because I was masturbating.
I don't think there's like any other reaction to that.
I know, I'm in the most vulnerable position
I can
be in.
You're naked, you're like, you're stroking, you're slapping your shaft around.
I am, and you just burst it in the room.
Did your parents ever catch you jerking off?
Yeah, probably.
I think my mom knew about it once because she brought it up at the dinner table or some shit. She was like, well, we know what you do in your room. We can hear it. And I was like, oh.
Wait, really?
She said that at dinner like ages ago. And
gave me away?
What?
My socks.
Were you a socks splooger?
Yeah.
Did you have one specific sock or was it just like, like firing your load, like filling up a cupcake tin with batter?
I just needed a sock, dude.
I was never a sock splooger. I was more of a, just go to the corner of my carpeted bedroom and soak the carpet. I'm just kidding.
Just the one
not
corner.
Really. But, no, I didn't. I was more of a, this t-shirt ain't gonna be worn for a while. That's disgusting when you think about it. Mom, I'm sorry you had to do my, when I was a teenager.
All parents deal with horny little boys.
I remember one time my mom picked up one of my t-shirts through laundry. She's like, what happened here? I was like, I was in bed and I blew my nose.
At least we're not girls and fucking get caught humping pillows and shit.
Or squirting blood all over the wall.
Whoa!
I imagine that's the dad, like, walking in. It's like, blood just...
Because he's proud of his little girl for growing up.
No, he's not. She's a woman now. She's not daddy's little girl anymore.
He has to put her in a fucking tin box and ship her away to somewhere.
To the woods
somewhere
for
safe.
So she can't infect everyone else with her period, her witch magic.
Is there anything you want to end this podcast on, Matt?
I mean, I thought that was a pretty good topic to end. Okay. Jerking off and squirting period blood.
Dude, it's super mega, dude.
Yeah, dude, super mega. We're back, baby, 2019. Unfiltered,
uncensored, and uncut. Bigger, badder, and more badass. Wait, bigger, better, and more badass, like Gears of War 2.
Okay, I like that. So, podcast is on Spotify, iTunes, all that good stuff.
Yep, no abrupt ending this time, guys. Just the music's gonna fade out. Well, our voices are gonna fade out. Or are just
they're actually
stop.
Fading out right. They're getting quieter right now.
Are
the
they?
Music's getting loud. You probably can't even hear me anymore.
Okay.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that. And find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps, because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's Angie.com.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.